Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1187, where we offer the finest trivia on the internet. Easy round, round one. The category, other Bond film characters. First question. Miss Moneypenny is the personal assistant of this character, the head of MI6. The answer is M. Second question. What's the first name of the American spy, Mr. Leiter, who often assists James Bond in defeating the villains? The answer is Felix. Third question. Ben Whishaw portrays a new, computer-savvy version of which character? The answer is Q. The answer once again was Q. Fourth question. Supervillain Ernst Stavro Blofeld appears in Thunderball as the leader of which criminal organization? The answer is Spectre. Fifth question. The large metal-mouthed assassin Jaws appears in The Spy Who Loved Me and which other space-themed film? The answer is Moonraker. Round two, the category, Ad Council Classics. First question. The Ad Council was established in 1942 as the War Advertising Council. Its first campaign encouraged the sale of what? The answer is bonds. Second question. A 1983 campaign introduced the phrase, friends don't let friends do what? The answer is drive drunk. Third question. In 1979, the council introduced McGruff the crime dog, who urged Americans to do what six-word action? The answer is take a bite out of crime. Fourth question. A 1988 campaign that said help stop AIDS, use one of these was the first in America to mention the term. The answer is a condom. Fifth question. The council's 1960s recruitment campaign for this JFK program called it the toughest job you'll ever love. The answer is the Peace Corps. Round three, let's proceed. The category symphonies. First question. Who is the Soviet superstar who subtitled his third symphony, May 1st? The answer is Dmitri Shostakovich. Second question. In 1889, César Franck surprised some French critics by using what English instrument in a symphony? The answer is the English horn. Here's the third question. Who is the Russian composer of the Pathetic Symphony, who also gave us the celebratory 1812 Overture? The answer is Tchaikovsky. Fourth question. Merry Gathering of the Peasants is a movement from which composer's 1808 Pastoral Symphony? The answer is Ludwig van Beethoven. Fifth question. In 1983, Ellen Tafizwillik's Symphony No. 1 earned her the distinction of being the first woman to win what music prize? The answer is the Pulitzer Prize. Round 4, the category books with B in quotes. First question. Which children's classic is subtitled A Life in the Woods? The answer is Bambi. Second question. The title of this bestseller by Ann Patchett refers to what type of smooth opera singing? The answer is bel canto. Third question. This classic children's book by Felix Salten is subtitled A Life in the Woods. The answer is Bambi. Fourth question. What's the title of the massive 1992 bestseller about a photographer, a farm wife, and 4 days in Iowa? The answer is Bridges of Madison County. Up next, the fifth question. Fleeing Playgirl Traced to Rio is a headline about Holly Golightly in which Truman Capote's story? The answer is Breakfast at Tiffany's. Final round. The category? Every day's a holiday. First question. On January 12th, celebrate National Hot What Day by having a cuppa? The answer is tea. Second question. In Japan, what art form is celebrated on November 11th as a holiday? The answer is origami. All right, third question. National Thank You Note Day falls on what date? The day after opening lots of gifts? The answer is December 26th. Fourth question. August 13th is a special day for which group of individuals, including Barack Obama, Paul McCartney, and Clayton Kershaw? The answer is Southpaws, left-handers. Fifth question. Held in October at the week's end, what alliterative day celebrates Mary Shelley and her famous creation? The answer is Frankenstein Friday. Thank you for listening. Do return tomorrow for more compelling trivia.